Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Mas. I'm here with my girl Ruby.
Hello.
Happy 2024, you guys. This is our first episode of 2024, and we are coming in with like the best of the best because we have been loving this lady for like the longest time, and we are so excited she's joining us. But Janet Carrera, thank you for joining us on Girl Talking Mas.
Thank you so much. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank you guys for having me in your space. I'm definitely a fan. I do tap into y'all's, you know, conversations thank with just you. Other inspiring, phenomenal people. So I'm definitely honored to be here with you both today. Oh. And I'm excited to just have a conversation, you know, comadreando, yes. How they say.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
We got the girl talk going on, you guys. And if you're not following Janet, we are going to be sharing all her socials, but she's pretty amazing. She does like 100 million things, but we don't know how she does it, but she's going to tell us right now. But you have your hand in everything. And I love all your passions because it's like, and that's what's so great about you is that you're so passionate about everything you do. It's like, there's no like half in it. Like when you're, it's about your dance, it's your dance. When it's about your design, it's your design. Like, when you're doing your influencer thing and, you know, you're creating your content, it's like, you're so there. So it's like everything you do is very passionately done, which is very hard to do because I try to do a lot of different things. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I'm half-assing it right now.
Yeah, the energy definitely transpires from
you. Have amazing energy,
posts,
Janet.
Your stories, your everything.
For sure.
Thank you for that introduction. I'm going to go call my mom now.
Yeah,
but mom, I made it.
I know.
Mommy, I made it. Right.
She's so cute too.
Yes. Yeah. It was so funny. We probably have to address the first thing that we and Ruby always say, the J-Lo resemblance that you get. Yeah. Like, people have to tell you that all the time because you have a strong resemblance to J-Lo. Are you have Puerto Rican background? Like, what's
no,
your background?
No, actually, I'm Mexican. My dad's from León, Guanajuato, and nice. My mom's from Michoacán. So. Wow. Completely Mexicana.
Yes,
so,
we love it. Yeah. Just like us.
Yay!
She's our Mexican J-Lo.
We're all Mexican-American on this podcast. So yeah, but we just, like, again, find you so inspirational and just really want to know if you're a digital UGC creator. You know, you're a dancer, amazing, amazing dancer. And I just know that's been your passion for a long time. You're a designer. Just kind of tell us, like, go down the list, but just kind of tell us, like, where it all started for you. Like, where did you just even want to get into this space and start sharing and start doing, like, your whole online life?
Oh, man. So that's actually a great question that throughout, like, let's say where it started, right, before social media.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, we did everything with just hard work instilled in us, right? Coming from parents who are immigrants,
yes.
Our parents wanting us to have a secure job, you name it, everything, the American dream.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to go back that it's kind of like my blueprint, like my life was already set in stone for me,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
And as
a Latina, the first thing I wanted to ever do is make my parents happy.
Right.
So as I was, I always knew I had this passion for dance and the arts, right? I would perform for my family and be Selena one weekend, Paulina Rubio another.
I don't know
if you guys recall me. Ooh, Media Naranja.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, so I just genuinely already had that. There's like videos of me when I was 7, 8, you name it, right? Choreographing a legit show. So I've been doing that for a long time. However, Janet wants to go to school, right? So right, it's what we got to do, go to college, get a degree, have a job security, right? To just put it into smaller terms. Mm-hmm. And that's the moment that it really actually started for me when I graduated with my bachelor's in psychology. I was in my master program and I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And I recall just being in a room with a doctor on this bed, and it's cold and it's super white in there and it's scary. Mm-hmm. And the doctor says, we need to have two more tests because your PET scan and your CT scan showed something in your brain. And now we have to do some other kind of test. I remember that day so well because I was already able to make my own decision. And that's when life hit me because my mom, right away, She was like, "Ay, mija, you know, maybe you should think about it, you know, because they're trying to do a spinal tap on you and to make sure that I don't have meningitis, etc." And it was that very moment that I knew I was now not living under my parents, like I was no longer in this bubble.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Even as a minority.
You feel protected to a certain point. And then there's a certain point where you got to like, okay, I have to make my own decision, you know, on what's best for me to do. And there's not that they're not there to protect you, but you kind of have to go ahead and just take that leap of faith in yourself.
The independence. Yeah.
Yes. Like that gave me chills. If you guys can, if anybody can see, like that literally gave me chills that you guys said that. Cause I literally, I'm reliving that moment. The doctor told my mom, she's already old enough to make her own decisions. You cannot choose or decide for her. Mm-hmm. Until this day, you know, my mom will tell you that story and it still brings her to tears because she's like, oh my God, that was like, you're not my little girl anymore. Yeah. But it was also a wake up call for me too, is in the sense of, okay, so I signed the paper that I feel like I shouldn't have done that. Now reliving it all the time and in retrospect. However, that really did change my trajectory in the sense of I'm going to pursue my dreams full throttle.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And that woke up a little, you know, obviously we can get into it later.
Yeah, it gave you a spark. It gave you the spark that you're like, you're not going to hold back anymore. Basically, it sounded like you were like, maybe like, you know, doing the safe school thing, you know, and
I loved it. Right.
Exactly. Of course, go to school. Like, get your degree.
Yay. I love psychology. I love knowing about the human mind. And here I am in my master program. And I'm like, bye. Yeah. I dropped out. I didn't go back to get my master's. And I, you know, had a conversation with my parents. And they were very supportive. You know, I don't think they understood still, you know, because I was going into a field that there's a stigma behind it. Right. Especially in L.A., broke artist, right? Especially back in those days in 2009, it was really a broke artist mentality back then.
Yeah. And so at that point, was it dancing your next kind of thing that you wanted to do? Is that what you kind of went after? Was that the passion that was kind of sitting there for you?
Oh my God, you guys are gonna laugh. That's a great question, because it was not.
Oh wow.
Yes, like I knew I liked the art. So I did commercial modeling, singing. Dancing. No? I was a wedding singer. Oh my God, you guys, actually, I cannot believe I'm saying this out loud.
This only is exclusive. My family.
Exclusive. This is literally something that my very close friends, chosen family, and family know.
And all the girl talking must. Go ahead.
I was over here saying, oh yeah. Abre tus ojos. You know, like I legit was doing like Sonora Dinamita and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. So yeah. So with that said, you do come across, you know, the gatekeepers and all of that other stigma you hear.
It's so there.
It was so real, and the experience was so how can I say, like, my spirit and my soul of wanting to pursue something because I just love it. Mm-hmm. There was the little things thrown at me like, oh, this don't feel right. This doesn't align with who I am. I personally can't see myself dancing in a bikini or a music video. My dad gonna see that. You know, my abuelita gonna be like, mija, pues que estabas pensando, right?
I love it.
I mean, you name it, so right? True. Like, there were so many auditions that once I made it to the next round, I just left. Mm-hmm. Wow. So within that process, I stuck to dance. I remember always leaning into dance when I wanted to just express or get away or just have a moment of, oh, I can breathe through this hustle and bustle in LA because I have 3 jobs. I am at the studio rehearsing. You know, I'm young. I'm full of adrenaline. I'm full of energy, and I'm full of a doctor on the other side saying, "Hey, Janet, you're gonna die at 30. That is your pro. You know, that's mm-hmm. what's going to happen. I'm like, okay, so I have two tumors and this could cause this, this and that. And then along came very chronic migraines. And now my immune system is compromised. So there was just a lot of things. So
yeah.
I retrospect back then, I was going. And that would obviously lead to the story later on, you know, in life that you learn. And that's kind of what led, that's when social media started becoming a thing. So I was me. I've been the same me forever. I definitely would go about my life with definitely intention. And if it didn't feel right, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And if it felt right, like it aligned with who I am, it aligned with me. So I've always been like that, even if, you know, being in rooms, you know, with famous people and that's cool, you know, but I always felt like I needed more. And through that hustle and bustle, I met a woman of a nonprofit organization. It's called Grace. I've actually collabed with them later on in the future. And it's a beautiful nonprofit organization that has arts, all the arts for, and we provide that for the underserved.
Oh,
and
I love that.
That's awesome.
She mentioned if I was into maybe, you know, teaching a dance class. And I said, oh my God, yes, I want to do this. And then I go and it was life-changing. I never went back to wanting to be a backup dancer. I never went back to that kind of training. I came home. I said, Ma, I'm like, Mom, I feel like God spoke to me. And she's like, you know, I've been moving and in fear that I might die. And then today I experienced something that like nobody can actually express unless you feel it. I know we've all had those moments.
Yes. Yeah.
And I said, I feel like I'm anointed, like God spoke to me. Like I'm supposed to take dance and share it in a different way. And I just really felt this power take over me. Like, this is my purpose.
Yeah.
This is why I couldn't align with so many things, you know, it was just wasn't for me, you know, and mind you, now I've been very blessed to work with famous, you know, artists such as Aquid, right? For the Latin community, great opportunities, but now I have a voice. Now we're going to move. Because this is how we're going to move, right? There's a purpose now. It's not just to move without any kind of intention. So that is the moment that dance not only became something that was part of my dream, but now dance became the vessel where I knew God was working through me, and everything I did, I would walk in with prayer.
Oh,
I said, God,
beautiful.
Let me be what you want me to be, work through me in hopes that whoever I touch or whoever I talk to, whoever I hug or whoever I even make contact with sees you and not me. You know, it's just kind of like selfless moment. And I never went back. I never went back to that life. And my mentors, from my 9-to-5 job, I was a business consultant. He said, I'm going to let you go in 2 weeks. I was like, you're gonna fire me? Like, I was like,
gosh.
Bro. I was like, bro, I need this job. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I said, I need this job. I got two jobs and dance and I really need this job in LA. Are you kidding me? He's like, that's exactly why. He's like, your purpose is bigger. And this mentality of being a broke artist needs to change, and it's going to change with you. So you're going to take your credibility, your hard work, and you're going to move here.
Wow.
And I said, Irvine, Orange County? Mind you, I'm born and raised in California my whole life, right? Ruby, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, what took you there?
Yeah. And he said, this is where you're going to go. And then I created my own path. That's really what happened. And that's when social media started popping off.
And that, yeah.
We're talking about what, 2010?
When was Instagram?
Instagram
that's
was
a great question.
like 2010, I think 2011, around that
around
time.
Around there, yeah. So Janet, so tell us like what happened with your diagnosis in that time as you started to, when you moved and everything like that. Like how did that go for you?
Oh man, I was on the go. I was a workhorse. Mm-hmm. It was nonstop. It was mind, body, soul. Right. Mind, body, soul, taking care of that did not exist.
Wow.
It was this mentality of, right, where you got to keep going. You got to keep going. Come on. You got this. You got this. Don't give up. And you just keep climbing up, right? No time to breathe. The moment you stop, somebody's working harder than you. Mm. Mind you, it was all of, that's the kind of energy I was around, of course, yeah. Right? The dance mm-hmm. industry, everybody's mm-hmm. on the go. I'm looking at school, right? When I decided to drop out of my master's, I think it was like 2 months in, everybody's always like working, studying. Everywhere I looked, everywhere I turned, go, go, go. Where I lived, that's when I had moved to LA, and I rented my uncle's little back house in Inglewood by the Forum. Mm-hmm. So everywhere, yes, as soon as I pulled out, you know, everybody's rushing somewhere. There was mm-hmm. no time to breathe. Even as I'm talking, I'm getting exhausted, like, oh, Janet, chill,
yeah,
right?
Everything
you're doing, yeah. So I even noticed that, like, bah, 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 bah. And then suddenly, as I'm going, of course, hello, Janet, you have a health condition.
Yeah.
Either you got to take care of it. And it would just come to me. And that was something where I couldn't control. And that, the need of control, oof. The girls, let me tell you, we're vulnerable here, right? Okay. I took therapy for that because I needed that. I wanted to control that. And the moment it hit me, in the moments that I shouldn't be getting hit with, right? Like, uh-huh. let's say an audition uh-huh. or driving or whatever the case might be, or with family. It was really, really tough for me to just take it all in and really take a step back and look at my life. Because externally, it looked great. Uh-huh. Internally, I needed help.
Yeah.
And mind you, I have the best support system in the world. Mm-hmm. And yet I was not at all embracing that part of me or giving a pat on the back. Like, hey, come here, like sit mm-hmm. down, like take a deep breath. You're going to be okay. And I'm over here like, I had a degree in psychology, girl.
Psychologists need psychology, or therapists need therapy.
Yes. It's one of those
things.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel like going through life situations like yours, Janet, it just kind of gives you a different perspective in life, and it gives you that drive and that ammo that sometimes we need, right? So it's like bad things happen, but good things can come out of bad things mm-hmm. or bad news or whatever the case might be. I can relate to that, you know. Just like you said, when doctors are giving you like all these diagnoses and like, oh, you're not going to live this long or blah, blah, blah. It can affect you, you know, and you can stop living or yes. you can start living. So it's just like, what are the options, right? So I like that you took the chance and, you know, you ran with it. So it's beautiful.
Thank you. And to say that, that's the conversation I had with my therapist. Yeah. She said, do you understand you're going through grief? Girl, yeah. I took a seat back because I'm like, I'm Latina. The only thing I know about grief is when somebody dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And that's when the mental health journey also, you know, began. And I'm like, whoa, like you have a psychology degree and you haven't even, all the tools you learned, you haven't even like utilized them. You know, it was literally like, look at yourself in the mirror, break through the glass ceiling and tell yourself, hey, Janet, what are you doing? Right. Yeah. What are you really mm-hmm. doing? So that's when I really went in again in the books and the mind, body, spirit journey. Mm-hmm. It just really started to be watered by mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
Because that's where it's always going to start with self.
And how is that diagnosis now? Like, how did the healing journey go for you? And what were you like, what did you go through to get through that?
It was tough. It was tough. It was scary. It was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It was sad. I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of moments of wanting to just disappear. Depression hit. I lost a lot of weight, and Ruby, you see me, girl. Like, I'm really petite. Instagram, again, it's just all the angles. It's the angles. Listen to me, okay?
Yeah. I thought it was short, but then I saw Janet without heels, and I was like, oh, okay.
Girl, anybody wants hips? I got you. But you see, okay, this is where I'm at, right? How looking back, all of that was, and then I had therapy has helped. My support system has helped. Always grounding myself has helped. I now have so many tools in my life, you know, that have definitely helped me. Meditation, gratitude journaling, all of the things that just bring happiness to me. And I'm talking just like, even like sometimes I look at my feet and I'm like, oh, okay, I got my feet. I could walk today. It's literally the littlest things. Now there's nothing like I take for granted this moment. Being able to see you guys and seeing the beauty that, you know, it's transcending back at me. And but this is why I'm saying, like, divine timing and alignment, and why I'm speaking to you guys, because my health condition took a turn again. And that's why these past 2 years, oh my God, I haven't said this to anybody. These past 2 years have been, it just came. It just hit me again. And you know, you think it gets easier, but it doesn't. And this is why that other day I felt called to just have a heart to heart, because I feel there's so many things that we all go through that are unseen to others. Mm-hmm. And the need to keep going, right? Or sit with your feelings. And with sometimes anything you do doesn't feel like it's the right thing at all. Mm-hmm. However, what I have learned with the tools that I've been applying my whole life with my health condition is perspective.
Yes.
Always grounding myself with gratitude.
That's important. And that's exactly what has probably kept you going, you know, is the gratitude, because you just need to take both, you know, like, I mean, you get your bad news, but there's so much to be thankful for on the opposite side.
Yes. And that power of saying, hey, I'm going through it, and I'm also healthy enough to be able to speak and call my mom, or to be able to pet my dog.
Come here, walk your dog.
Yeah, he's so handsome. Aww. Cute.
He's like his mama. No, for real. I love when he's snoring and his just like he's awake, but he's snoring. Mm-hmm. It's like the cutest thing. Or his tongue is sticking out.
Oh my goodness. Right. There you go. You know, those little things that just bring so much joy, even us talking about it. So yeah, my health condition took a turn, and here we are. I feel blessed and grateful that I'm alive right now, just to talk to you guys, and not only staying positive, it's like I'm reliving everything I've been through when it just hit me.
Yeah.
So it's like that trauma just woke up again.
That has to be the most hardest thing, to have to relive something that you just went through, you know, like that, to get and to get more upsetting news, you know, that you're still not out of the woods, or you still have these health issues, you know?
Right. So then I sit down with God, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just talking to him, and I'm just putting my heart out there. And when my health condition took a turn, I couldn't hear him, right? I'm telling my mom, like, I always hear him, right? He's like, no, mija, he's there. And and it's those moments like, okay, what is this teach? What are you teaching me again? What's coming again, right? It's kind of like a new part of me is growing, right? Mm-hmm. Right now you're going through another, it's like a plant, you know, and then a beautiful like root comes out. And that's what I am. That's what I feel we all are. We We're always forever evolving and growing, no matter what it is. However, let's take that opportunity. Then we take this pain and convert it again into power. Because my job is not done here yet. Okay, God, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, let's go. Let's go. But let me take a nap real quick.
Let me get my rest. Oh my gosh,
no, you do so much, and you know I've known you for a few years, and I'm trying to think back. How did I meet Janet? And I'm like, I think I met you one time at the Roxy event. I think it was like her hoop line or something like that.
Oh yes, when her earrings came out. I bought those earrings.
Yeah, I think that's when I first met you. It was when like the events were like pre-COVID, right? So it's like everybody's going to events and things like that. And your aura just kind of just like attracted me to you. And I think you were wearing some vintage pants. I know you like vintage clothing. So
I do.
Always dressed so cute.
Yeah, she always dresses so cute. And I think that day you were wearing like these really cute pants. And I think I approached you. And I think from there, we just kind of connected. And then we saw each other in other events. And then you came with me to the J-Lo screening of the movie.
Yes.
Her movie. And then, you know, we did a couple things here and there. But you know, every single time that I've been around you, whether it's, you know, in person, over the phone, text, now, it's just, you know, your spirit just radiates so much love, so much passion, so much just, you know, it just makes you feel so warm. So yeah, so continue to be that light, Janet, because you are beautiful both inside and out.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your words and that encouragement, and just for seeing the light in me. Thank you. I'm a bust the Snoop Dogg. I want to thank me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Surrounding myself with, you know, women like you. And I think all that light that you saw in me was just a reflection really off of you. Yeah. And we just vibed, girl.
Good energy attracts good energy. 100%. Yes. You know, that good energy attracts good energy. And say like how God gives his strongest soldiers the biggest battles.
Yeah.
And I just think, not that you know, obviously no one deserves to be sick or to be, you know, their health in any, but I think like you're just such the way right now you're glowing, and you're going through this hurtful time, you know, like in your, you know, had your health take, you know, a turn for not the best, you know, like for the worst. And but yet you're still here inspiring others, you know, helping others, teaching others, you know, sharing your joy, sharing your passion. Like that's, God wants you to still be Janet and still do this, because you're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. We're praying for you all the time. You're going to get through it.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you for that. That gives me so much a strength, if that makes sense. I tell my parents and sometimes my brothers, friends, my boyfriend, I'm like, they're like, because sometimes they're like, hey, you got to stop. You got to rest.
Slow down.
You
know? Yeah, slow
but,
down.
But the moment that I feel this energy, right? Mm-hmm. Like even today, like, okay, let's do this. I'm here because I feel it. I feel alive. And but it's like my soul takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
takes
make
over
sense?
That little like, body. Yeah. Yep.
Yay, girl.
Yes.
You can't see me, but I'm dancing over here.
That big old soul takes over the whole thing. And there you are.
Yes, it's like this force completely takes over me. And now, you know, let's say 15 years now later, you know, from how I started, I'm a businesswoman now.
Yeah.
I have Psych of Dance, and I've been surrounded by amazing people, and literally I feel that all the people that I've met, they've all given me an opportunity to learn from, to be inspired from, to also be inspired not to be, right? Have you guys ever heard that? Like,
oh yeah.
Anybody have you looked at something, you're like, wow, like that person just, that's inspiring me of how never to be, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that. And because of everything that I've learned and all the people that have genuinely, you know, been there for me and just genuinely word of mouth, right, Ruby? I'm genuinely, I'm here because of you. And you talk, you both talk now, and you're like, hey, you know, you gotta, you know, it's very genuine. It's because of that connection that we made. Mm-hmm. So because of the, and this is where like perspective, right, comes in, and everything you've learned and everything you apply to your actual life. When my health condition took a turn 2 years ago, it actually also gave me the opportunity to scale my psych of dance business.
Ooh.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, God, I see you. So now I have 3 employees for dance
mm-hmm.
that my little company, you're like, hey, yes, Latina over here, right? Like, now Psych of Dance is serving the community, continues to serve the community. Mm-hmm. And now I have 3 beautiful, talented dancers that also have their own thoughts, right, about dance.
Yeah.
It's like, I know why I had to live through what I lived through in this industry, because now I'm here to guide them, you know, and take them under my wing and say, hey, I got you and you are worthy. And if you love dance, I am here. I don't want to hire the best talented dancer. You know, that's not what Psych of Dance represents.
Right. Just explain to it, like, what it actually is.
Yes. Okay. So Psych of Dance is a mind, body, spirit. It's a therapeutic program where our classes are catered to everyone, in the sense of we take mind, body, and soul, implemented all in one class, right? Mm-hmm. We do like mind exercises, gratitude journaling. Like, so we'll start the class, like, beautiful. We'll ground ourselves first and just feel that breath. Be thankful that we made it to class. Be thankful that we have our heart, and then we go into our body. So we transition into a beautiful, just intentional stretching movement, right? We're like, if you can't see me, but I'm actually like
doing
dancing.
The movement.
He's doing the moves.
Do the movement with me, girls. So just kind of like, you know, like you're hugging the world,
so
right?
Good. Yeah,
it does, right?
That does feel good.
And and you're just embracing your body now, right? Yeah. You're thinking, your hands. So
it reminds me of somatic exercises. I've been doing somatic exercises, it reminds me of that. Like, you're just connecting with your body, feeling your air, feeling your breath, and just literally sometimes it's just being still and making the slightest movements.
Exactly. So because of mind body, now we dive into our soul, a spirit, which is a dance. Release that trauma in the hips, girl, you know?
Yes.
And just be you. And if you know, just really a moment of complete self-awareness and a moment where we can just come together. And it literally is that, a whole community. Mm-hmm. And now we're here dancing, and it ends up being
so beautiful.
Exactly that, therapeutic. And that came about going through, you know, again, I have a health condition that is something that is out there now. Mm-hmm. And it comes and goes, right? There's times that the tsunami hits a little crazier, and there's times where it's just a little
settles.
Jab.
Yeah.
A little jab on the cheek. Ooh. And when it hit me, a little jab on the cheek, that's when Psych of Dance was born, because I saw my psychology book. I saw dance. And I don't know if you guys know Davina from Alegria magazine.
Oh no, but I've
heard of them.
I've heard of her. Yes. We do follow that magazine.
Okay.
I just don't know who was running
She really changed my life in the sense of, that's how I became open to talk about my health condition.
Wow.
Ooh. I was already going through that for many years. Nobody knew. I mean, unless my family and friends. Right. However, she inspired me and said, hey, have you ever thought that your story is not for yours to keep, but it's meant to be shared?
That's why I'm saying, when God chose you, like, to go through this, it's because your voice is the one that's going to connect and heal and help get people, maybe get help and help people realize that whatever they're going through, they're going to get through it, just like you are right now. Like, you're getting through it. You're going to get through it. You're getting through it. You've gotten through it before, you know, like.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And she's going from state to state now, right, Janet? You're not
in
California, you're in Texas.
I know. We have a part of Janet in Texas. Ruby gets to keep a part of her in LA. That's why we love it. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. So here comes businesswoman, right?
Yes,
businesswoman
Janet. Let's talk business.
Businesswoman.
You are doing real estate and you were doing home decor.
Real estate, we want to hear it all.
Like, how are you? Like, yeah, just tell us how you're getting all your hands in all this.
Yeah. So pain turned into power, then turned into a perspective and see it as an opportunity.
Yes.
And sometimes through the chaos, we can't think clearly. We don't move, you know, as we should. However, you gotta just continue to take risks. Personally, based on my experiences, God would always put somebody in your path that can change your trajectory or either help you learn or just really makes you take a step back, you know, like, okay, let me audit my life. Let me declutter.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? What is that? Yes, yes, no, no, no. Take your power back.
Yes.
Come on. Let's, we got this. Anybody listening? I got you. Okay.
Yes.
So when this, when my health took a turn, right? It allowed me to scale my business. That was exciting. And then I was able to take something that I have as a hobby. I don't know if you see, but for my Instagram, I've always shared my hobbies of doing DIYs and designing my space and painting. Okay. This was a long time hobby, you guys. My parents they're builders and my dad. And, you know, through COVID, he's like, hey, mija, like, our business is booming. We might need you. And I was like, I don't want to be in the family business. I don't know if anybody else can relate out there.
Yes.
I said, okay, Dad, only if I can do real estate or interior design, because I love it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, okay, we need interior design. So I went into the books, I self-educated, YouTube, you name it, all the great things. And that has actually been something which physically is less demanding. And I needed to take care of me, right? Again, take care of self. The only way for me to continue to pour into the people that that need me and that love me, and then all the things that I'm tapping into, I need to be the best me. Therefore, it's not as physically demanding.
Right.
Number
so
one,
a bit more of a toned down type of position.
Yeah, a little bit like, okay, it was
giving you
a transition.
Rest.
Yeah, yes, but it was a transition. 100%, but it was a transition, girls. I mean, anybody that has
dancing, and from doing all the doing all the influencer stuff and events, and
this is me, like,
she's in her hoodie and her cute little LA hat, chilling.
The fingers are dancing.
I'm so animated. I'm over here looking at pink colors. I'm like, all right, put some Carol G, Bad Bunny. I like Bad Bunny, baby.
I love it.
No.
You're still picking the flavor, even though you're picking out paint colors. It's still hype over there. Come on now.
Oh, man.
It's Janet. I don't know. It's hype over there. It's like she's picking out paint colors and setting up a design, but we're still hype.
Yes. And you know, all the beautiful things, but man, I know there's people out there that can relate. Mm-hmm. When you're going through a transition, when the whole world knows you for something, right? I don't know if anybody feels like this, but this it's kind of this tug of war, you know, of you're doing something new again and you're presenting yourself to your audience, to your community, to everybody who supports you, like, hey guys, I'm here, but I'm also here now, you know. And that's something very new. I've only dropped little like bits and pieces of what's coming.
Okay.
But it's definitely been a beautiful 3 years of knowing the world of design and designing spaces and the architect of it. Like, I literally find myself with my clients, you know, this is for home design, and I'm talking about texture and lines and the way it moves. And, you know, it's the same terms, the same verbiage I use for dance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you sound like you're talking about dance, but you're talking about interior design.
As I'm talking to my clients, I know you guys can't see me, like, who's ever listening, but as I'm talking to my clients, I'm like, here, like, you see the lines and the texture, you know,
like, supposed to move.
It's a whole choreography, girl.
Yeah.
I'm choreographing spaces.
Yeah, you're like almost like hypnotizing them, like into yes. like, okay, look at this, look at the art of this, look at, yeah.
Yeah, so what's beautiful is it's a passion of yours. Like you can tell you're passionate about it.
Yes, I love it. And the synergy of dance and design.
Mm-hmm. Like you aligned both of them. Like that's so cool.
Yeah. Oh,
God did that. See, that's where I went. You know, that's how deep I go. And that's how intentional I am with everything that I do. And I really... Beautiful. I'm his vessel. I there's mm-hmm. no other way to say it. I truly feel that in my heart and my soul and the blood running through my veins. I am anointed and
amen.
Walking and life with him.
We feel it through you. We can feel it through you. Like just being here with you, it's just so special right now. Like I just feel Yeah, I can feel that from you.
Thank you for receiving it and thank you for allowing me to express it honestly.
Absolutely. It just needs to like, you know, like, and I'm just, thank you for sharing and being so open. Vulnerable and and open to sharing that, because there's people that are out there going through health issues, you know, marriage problems, you know, family problems, you know, whatever. And they don't know how to express that and how to work
fight
through
the battle.
Fight the battle, because you're still going through your battle, but you're still being present, and you're still being there, and you're still being, you know, you're still receiving God and putting out the message that this is who you are. And that's the beautiful part, like right there, because that's where you're, that's like I'm saying, like God knows exactly what he's doing through you.
Thank you. I second that. Amen to that. Honestly, like I didn't even think I was gonna be crying.
I know, right? I'm like,
it's tears of joy, Janet, because I've been telling Marissa, right? And like you said, you know, it's all in its divine timing, but I've been talking to Marissa about you for at least maybe 2-3 years or since I joined the podcast, I think, Marissa. Yes.
For sure.
But you know, I've always found your story inspiring. I've always liked everything that you post, just the motivation and seeing you grow. And, you know, it's just beautiful. Thank you for, you know, treating my family right. Also, when you went to San Antonio, that to me means a lot. You know, they were both like, both of my siblings were like, she's so beautiful inside and out and she's the best. And she's, and I'm like, I know. She's so